Well, it's 4:32 a.m. here at Acton Lake in Houston Woods. Yeah, you heard me correct. The moon is absolutely cut right in half. It couldn't be any more perfect than what it looks like right now as far as a half moon. And it is so, you know, when it's a half moon like that, very bright, it's a pretty good sized moon as well. You can still see the dark side of the moon. It's really a beautiful, beautiful morning we have here. Day number one of the Cincy Lakes Buckeye Kayak Fishing Trail Tournament. You have the opportunity to pick Cowan Lake or Acton Lake here in Houston Woods. Both of us underneath the same moon, that's for sure. So it surely looks about the same up in Cowan. These lakes are very similar as far as wind, I believe, goes. If it's windy in Houston, it's probably windy in Cowan. Cowan is one of the windiest lakes that I've ever fished on. I'm sure there are others. But boy, when those wind gusts get up to 25 miles an hour projected, you know you are in for a windy day at Cowan. If it's 25 at Channel 5, then it's going to be 35 at Cowan Lake. So Houston's very similar. We are going to have some wind today, so I hope everybody brought their anchors. We have over 50 kayak anglers that are participating in this two-day tournament, so it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of money on the line, which is always huge. You know, mama loves when you bring home that big bass check. Going to buy a brand new pair of shoes, that's for sure. But yeah, it's going to be an exciting day. I'm looking forward to it. So I'm always the first at the dock. I'm always. Doesn't matter. I was here at 3 o'clock. I can't sleep. It's my problem. Night before a tournament, just can't sleep. So I got up at probably about 2:30, 2:15 or so, and got a few things ready. I actually fed the horses this morning. It's going to throw them off of their biological time clocks. But fed the horses and opened up the barn. And poor Gwen, she's just sitting there squinting her eyes like, what's going on? I felt bad. But she changed her mind as soon as she heard that food bucket rattle. She was like, oh, okay, this is cool. Breakfast served already. She loves that. I don't think there's a horse alive that wouldn't. And so I took off, got up here about 3:30. And just sat at the dock for probably 15 minutes and decided, well, might as well just get the kayak ready. Took my time, got the kayak ready, put it in the water, and I got it tied up to the dock there out of everybody's way. Acton Lake can be difficult. I've only been here one time. Not only is it a challenging lake to fish, it's not a very big lake, it's not a very deep lake. Not a lot of coves or not a lot of places to go. Not a lot of boat docks. It's just there, you might say. So the habitat for bass, and I don't think it's known for really big bass, but it does produce bass. Last year, it was a very difficult lake for me to fish. I believe I only brought two on board with me. Neither one of them. Something you're going to see an article in Sports Illustrated or Bassmasters magazine about. It was just a really, really rough day. I think Chris Anderson might have done really well in that tournament last year. Or when the tournament of Acton Lake was one of the Cincinnati Kayak Fishing Trail tournaments. But today is a two-day, this weekend's a two-day tournament, Saturday and Sunday. So you have your choice. It's called the Cincy Lakes Tournament. It's by Buckeye Kayak Fishing Trail, who does an outstanding job at putting on these events. So kudos to everybody there at the Buckeye Kayak Fishing Trail. I'm not sure exactly who runs that thing, the whole thing, but I know there's a number of people that are involved on that. So kudos to them. At four, what time we got? 4:44 right now. We have one person already launching on a recreational boat who showed up in their car. Interesting place where they parked their car. I think it's kind of right there in front of everybody. But this person took off on a boat. It's like a pontoon boat. They're out. They're ready to go. Rock and roll right now. Probably a crappie fisherman or something. And I had one other kayak angler that has showed up already. So people, it's exciting. I know people are on the road right now headed this way. So we got over 50 anglers. Probably 15, 20, 25 are going to be here at Acton Lake because you have the opportunity to pick either lake, but you have to fish both of them. So I'm choosing to fish Acton Lake here on Saturday, and for no special reason other than I think that a Sunday in Cowan early morning is a lot less pressured than Acton Lake would be, if that makes sense. I don't know if it does at all. I've been up there very early on a Sunday morning at Cowan, and it's not very pressured. You get a couple crappie fishermen out there, a couple bass fishermen. We're all heathens. You know, if you were down in Tennessee, Lake Chickamauga, for example, the Hobie Bass Open Series, I can't wait till that goes down. I'm just fortunate enough. I believe I was like the 87th angler to sign up for that, and literally 2 minutes later, the event was filled. There were no spots left. That thing sold out faster than a Garth Brooks concert. Absolutely amazing. We are, but if you're down there on the lake, any place around Tennessee area, which I think is like the belt buckle of the Bible Belt, if you are on the water and not in church on a Sunday morning, you are a sinner. So needless to say, somebody like me can have the lake all to himself up until about 12:30. Then the boat starts showing up. But it's kind of like that around here. This might not be the belt buckle of the Bible Belt, but it's, you know, it's a rhinestone up there on top of it. And it's very similar. Early in the morning on Sunday, it's not that pressured. So I don't recall if the Acton Lake last year, the tournament here, was on a Saturday and Sunday. But it got busy, and it got busy quick. So that was my whole reason of getting my kayak in the water out of everybody's way, because the docks here are not really applicable to multiple launches all at once. And that's what happens when these kayak tournaments and bass fishing tournaments, God forbid, they're on the same day. You throw a crappie tournament on that, you're going to have 20, 30 people waiting to get into a dock. We got four or five of them. Really tight docks. They're not wide docks. They're pretty tight. And boy, are they squashed right in there next to each other. But the turnaround, here's the problem for me, and I think others, as I witnessed it last year, did the same thing just by chance. I couldn't sleep last year. Got here early. I said, oh, what the hell? Let me get the kayak in the water. Actually sat in the kayak, tied up to the dock, and just watched people load their kayaks. And I find that kind of fascinating. I can do things like this. Do a podcast. I can just report to you live what's going on. So, sat around. Thank God I did, because it was just a cluster mess within 30, 40 minutes of, you know, launch. It was just a mess. So to keep myself out of that ruckus, I decided to get here early this morning, launch the, put the kayak in the water and tie it to the dock there. Can't launch yet. Can't launch until 6 a.m. But, you know, I really enjoy watching people show up and how watching them go through the motions of getting their kayak set up and that kind of stuff. So that's just kind of what I do. So good luck to everybody today. I'll report to you throughout the day once or twice, but thank God it's going to be a great day. 81 degrees. Get the Speedos out. Make sure you got the SPF 50. Ready to go. This event is sponsored by Strictly Sail and Kayak, located in Blue Ash, 10766 Kenwood Road. Hope to see everybody there tomorrow at the weigh-in. Again, two-day tournament, Cincy Lakes Buckeye Kayak Fishing Trail. I think it's too late to sign up, but by golly, it's not too late to sign up for the next one. These are a lot of fun. If you've ever anticipated the thought, or is that right? It is like 4:50 in the morning. If you've ever thought about joining, getting into a kayak tournament and trying it out, Buckeye Kayak Fishing Trail or the Cincinnati Kayak Fishing Group, look it up online. Go to Tourney X. Download that on your smartphone. Download the app Tourney X. It's an online registration. That's how we judge our fish, is also online. We don't bring them back to a weigh station. We just virtually celebrate with our friends, with our pictures. The best you're going to get is someone holding a big old huge bucket mouth up and on a YouTube video or on Facebook or something like that. It can be a lonely sport sometimes in the celebration of catching a big bass. So good luck, everybody, and stay safe, and I'll see you out there on the water. Well, I feel like I'm about 15 or 20 feet high up in a deer stand right now, watching the very exciting moment. There's a window of extreme white-tailed deer movement. And it's just like, for me, what I've experienced. Now, I'm no deer hunter by any stretch of the imagination when it comes to the Danny Glens of the world, you know, the folks that have out there right now, you know, that take that very serious. My brother Rob is a tremendous deer hunter, but I've been out there long enough to experience that window when everything starts to happen. You'd be up there for an hour or so, just calm. And then it seems right about that morning where it starts to get a little chillier before it warms up. Even though it's been warm throughout the evening prior, it dips down. It's a little cold right before that sun starts to come up. During that time, the activity of animal life is amazing. So, as I sit here in the parking lot, in the cab of the Suburban, and the anglers are starting to show up, I feel like it's happening, because now, all of a sudden, they're here. You see headlights coming around the road that loops around the lake itself. People are moving about. A truck's parked there, a truck's parked there. Here comes another one. It's pretty exciting. I like this part of the any event. I just like things when they are starting to turn on. And something that I crave in me about being out here at some god-awful hour of the morning to watch things come alive. I love it. Absolutely love it. Everybody's got their headlamps on. It's awesome. This is great. Like last year, I was sitting here doing the same thing, and Bert Goodhouse was the first one to show up, and he was rocking the house. He was rocking. He was ready to rock and roll, because the speakers were jamming. It was awesome. Oh, God bless America. It's going to be a great day. Ha So this is great. It's just starting to turn into a cluster really quick. This is funny, especially if you have four of them. I'm talking about kayak anglers pulling their rigs, and they're all pulling trailers, and one goes the wrong way. That just pauses everybody, and they stop. They're like, what? Where? There's not a lot of light. I will say that. When you're looking at the parking lots and things like that, there's not a lot of light on the parking lots where probably the kayak anglers should pull their rigs to get them ready. There's a lot of space where I'm at right now. Everybody's hovering down there by the dock, and that's where it gets tight. Right now, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of people here, but here in a few minutes, there's going to be about 18, 20, maybe 25 more, even possibly more. There's over 50 anglers, 55, I think, anglers that are participating in the Buckeye Kayak Fishing Trail Cincy Lakes Tournament today and tomorrow. So, you know, hey, anything's possible. You know, 54 of us could show up here. Oh, my gosh. It's going to get funny. I'm going to be I'm going to be leaving the security of the Suburban, and I'm going to head down to the kayak, and I'm just going to get on board the kayak here in probably another 15 minutes or so and just watch it all happen. It's going to be great. Well, there goes Melissa and her car topper. She's on the Hobie Mirage Lynx, which is an excellent kayak to put on top of any really small vehicle. This is how I really was introduced to her last year. I was in the water, and this young lady showed up in a small car with a kayak strapped to the top of it, and I was just absolutely impressed. And it wasn't Hobie Mirage Lynx that she was using. She was in a sit-in kayak with just a paddle. And by golly, she just has proven herself. That's for sure. She's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Girl Gone Fishing. Check it out on her YouTube channel, all that kind of stuff. Facebook, Melissa Keg. I like to call her the Powder Keg. She's like Annie Oakley. She's a real badass. She really is. Here she comes, just boom, man, she's got that thing on top of her car, and it is getting active right now. I'm not sure who this guy is next to me that actually pulled up here, gosh, probably 45 minutes ago, 50 minutes ago, still has not put his kayak in the water, still working on rigging this up. You know, some of these kayaks are extremely extensive with the electronics, the Torquedo motors, the Newport Vessel motors, whatever kind of trolling motor you have on there, the Water Snake, I like to call it the White Snake, batteries, all of that kind of stuff. It can get pretty extreme. And this is where anglers really pay the cost on that, is preparation before a tournament. Without that ease of jumping from place to place, so to speak, you really got, I mean, these things are turning into bass boats. A lot of trailers are being pulled, and they're just being treated just like bass boats. But right now, we got some congestion right there. Looks like I-75 through Mitchell Avenue at about 5:50 p.m. on a Thursday. I think kayak anglers are getting a little bit smarter about it, and they are pulling their kayaks back up into the parking lot that's not lit here at Houston Woods very well. But, hey, I love this stuff. It is fascinating to me. And this reminds me, so, John Graves Kayak Fishing is sponsored by Yak Gadget. Okay. And if you go on to yakgadget.com, you're going to see a world of gadgets that is for your yak, right? Could there be any more of a perfect name? Yak Gadget. It's a gadget for your kayak, right? John Thomas and the rest of the folks down in Tennessee are putting together, designing some extremely useful, very cool, lightweight, durable things for your kayaks. And you'll have to just check it out. Yak Gadget. mounts.com. You got motor mounts, you got mounts, you got rod holders, you got Hobie H-Rail mounts of all sorts. You got cup holders, you got phone holders. The list absolutely goes on. I personally am in love with the Low Pro crate from Yak Gadget. It's the HD Low Pro crate. Gives me the opportunity to hold six rods and very durable rod holders. And the tray holders are ergonomically made so that when I turn around in that Hobie seat, I'm not stressing my shoulders. All right, I got bad shoulders, man. 11 years as a bike messenger downtown Cincinnati. It's hard for me to reach down into a square crate, down into the top of a square crate. But the Low Pro crates cut at an angle, and those trays are facing you, so you can turn around and just, boom, grab them out of there really well. I also use an anchor pole by Yak Gadget, and today I think I'm going to be using that thing. It's going to be windy. We got 23 mile an hour projected wind gust today, so it's going to be windy. Fasten your seat belts. YakGadget.com. Check them out. Tell them John Graves Kayak Fishing sent you. Well, it's day two of the Buckeye Kayak Fishing Trail here at Cowan Lake is where I'm at today. Yesterday I was Acton. Today I'm at Cowan. I'm about 450 average here at Cowan. It's a hit or miss for me. When I pulled up, I'm always the first one. Always. I was here probably around 450, somewhere around there, 445. And there were a couple chaps on the pier here. I got their stuff all spread out. Food, chairs, coolers, all that kind of stuff. And they were looking, they just looked like they were having such a peaceful morning. Well, they made a comment about my kayak and how complex it was. And I was like, well, I hate to tell you guys, but this peaceful little moment we're having right now is going to be chaos in about 30 minutes because there's going to be 15, 20 more of me show up. It's going to get nuts. But, you know, here comes another one right now. We've got a van pulling up. That thing is packed. You can't get any more kayaks in that van. Well, it's going to get nuts here pretty soon. I will report to you back. This is John Graves Kayak Fishing early Sunday morning. What are we doing here? It's 5:26. We can launch at 6. I got to head across the Cowan Lake. I know where I'm going. Everybody knows where I'm going. Best of luck to everybody, and I will report. Yesterday, it was horrible for me. Obviously, I didn't add nothing to the podcast. I caught a 15.5-inch bass that I thought was a drum. What do you call a bass and a drum? A bass drum. I'll be back. You know, fish just don't bite on anything. I mean, I guess there are some species of fish out there that will just go around and start picking at junk food. I mean, they'll pick up a Twizzler stick. Doesn't matter, you know. A bird turd. It doesn't matter. A piece of bubble gum. It doesn't matter. Snails. Frogs. Snakes. Birds. It doesn't matter. Hamburgers. Doesn't matter. Hot dogs soaked in Kool-Aid. Doesn't matter. But damn it, unfortunately, I picked out a fish that has to be one of the most finicky fish out there. Talking about the black bass species. Am I right? I mean, is there another fish out there that's more finicky than this guy? Wow. So, I'm on my way back home. Buckeye Kayak Fishing Trail, the second day, the Cincy Lakes Tournament. Actually, a lot of fun. I'm not headed home because I'm not having fun. I'm not headed home because I'm not catching fish. However, if I was catching fish like a monster yesterday and on fish today, chances are I'd still be out there because it is a beautiful, beautiful day. But boy, is it windy on Lake Cowan. They had estimated about 25 mile an hour gust of wind. I bet it's sustained winds out there, 20 mile an hour. And credit for those that are doing it with only a paddle. I don't know how you do it. My little cross-country arms would not make it across Lake Cowan in a paddle. I could not do it. It's tough enough kicking a Mirage Drive. Pushing that big old Hobie Pro Angler 14. It's like an I-75 billboard out there. That thing's huge, man. Just catching wind. If it's in your favor, you're going, you're good. You know, throw up that front hatch. You got a sail happening. But wow, it was tough. Tough for me. And what is it? What is it that makes it tough? Because I can catch fish. But is it that, and I think it is, I think it's just that nth degree, that it factor that a lot of these kayak bass fishermen have. I mean, you can go down the list of the names of people who are consistently there. And what is that? What is it that they have figured out? I mean, they have it down. Because we are dealing with one of the most just unpredictable fish out there. However, there is, you know what? How did folks like Bill Dance and those guys catch fish? I mean, they weren't using the advanced technology and what we have today, down to the lures that were made. I mean, look at the advancement in hooks, line, lures, electronics, even the instruments that we use, the rod and reel that we use, even down to the guides, the microwave guide from American Tackle, for instance. The technology that we have compared to what they had back then. How did Roland Martin catch those fish? How did that happen? How did Jimmy Houston get out there and catch them fish? Well, there is some predictability to the bass, to a certain degree. They're animals, and they are designed to do certain things in order to survive. I mean, let's face it, bass are only here to do a few things, like a lot of animals. That's to survive, first and foremost, to eat, to find food, and to procreate, to find a mate, to have some babies, to keep the species going. That's what they're designed to do. I mean, contrary to a lot of anglers' belief, they're not out there just to frustrate the hell out of you. One minute you're on them, the next minute you're off of them. What happened? You can just simply change the size of a lure, and all of a sudden you're on fire. You could change to a different color, and the bite stops. You could upsize. You could go deeper. You could go shallower, close to the wood, out on a shelf. It's amazing. And for those that have figured it out, congratulations. Man, there has to be some tremendous work. So who is going to write that book? Who is going to do that? Who's going to write that book about the nth factor of fishing? That fine degree. I mean, Kevin Van Dam. I bet you could sit down with that guy for an hour, have high tea with the man, and probably learn more about fishing than, you know, you've known in a lifetime. Or not. I mean, they can tell you how to do it, but you still got to do it. Maybe that's part of it. Maybe that's part of it. We can read how to do things. You can read how to carve a mountain. How do they do that? How do they put the charges up in that stone to blast the stone to then carve into Stone Mountain Crazy Horse Monument? How do they do that? You could probably read, but I'm sure to get to that point, you really have to do a lot of practice. You better be crushing some stones along the way just to figure it out. How they do that. Is bass fishing the same way? You know, we can read how to do it in Bassmaster magazine. I can read every article, but at the end of the magazine, am I a better fisherman? I might know a little bit more, but I think that nth factor comes when you finally allow it to absorb in just literally every part of DNA in your body, and you just live this sport. I can't see how somebody could just luck their way through it. You know, Jackson Orr is not lucking his way to literally one of the top 10 kayak bass fishermen in the past couple years. I mean, the young man's killing it on the college scene. Speaking of that, kids, think about it. There's no money in cross country. Man, get out there. Kayak bass fishing can lead you into a bass fishing university. Man, so, you know, what has he figured out? Maybe he's the one that's going to write the book. I don't know. I think I'm going to gear back even more. I told myself that I was going to drop back and punt, largely in part because of this reason. I feel there's just so much for me to learn. And when I get into tournaments, I have fun just like I do anything else. Just simply going up to Stone Lick Lake and spending 4 or 5 hours in Stone Lick Lake or Lake Cowan. I have just as much fun as I do when I, fish in the local scene as far as the tournaments, or I travel a couple states away. It becomes really fun to me when I have to go out of town and camp. You know, I really like that. But wow, do I got to dial it in, man. I got to start thinking about that fishing and really working on it. So I'm going to drop back and punt even more. I think I'm just going to spend my time for the next couple months. I'm going to really think about tournaments. I might get in one, maybe two. But I think I'm going to spend my time really trying to hone that it factor in a little bit. I got a lot to learn. Wow. So I really appreciate everybody out there on the ramp, setting up the kayaks out in the parking lot, at the trade shows, here and there, at the captain's meetings. I really appreciate everybody who tunes into John Graves Kayak Fishing. I think, hang out, man. We're going to learn a lot about this sport. You know, I'm not into doing really, I guess you might say, the professional type interviews. And you're definitely not going to learn anything on my podcast. Like I told a couple this morning, hey, man, you might learn what not to do. But sometimes that's good, I guess. And in order for us to get to that nth factor, I think we have a lot of mistakes to make. If indeed you ever get there, you know, all of us may not be cut out. But I enjoy this sport so much that I want to get better at it. I feel my equipment right now has caught up to me. Nothing that I buy will enhance my performance out there on the water. I have to enhance my performance out there on the water. Well, going into the second day, going into Cowan Lake there, I was sitting in 29th place. So I was very relaxed and actually just enjoyed it. I showed up early at the dock. It was amazing when I pulled up. There were a couple good old boys out there, and it was probably 4:20 in the morning. And I pull up, and these good old boys are out there, and they are doing some crappie fishing, throwing some bobbers out there, and they had it laid out. Both of the piers were laid out. And they had their gear all over. They had their, you know, cooler out there and a couple of chairs. And they had their car picked up, or their pickup parked right between the two docks. And I was like, wow, well, I'm going to have to use one of them to back up and put my kayak in. But I thought, you know, in 30 minutes, it's going to go nuts. So I thought I'd kind of be as nice as I possibly could, but let them know that they're in for a show here in just a few minutes. So I got my kayak in the water and went, parked the car, came back. I just had 30 minutes basically to sit there dockside in the kayak, which is a very peaceful moment. And I like that time in the morning. That's one of the big things that I just absolutely enjoy about kayak bass fishing, because it really is the calm before the storm. And I mentioned to him, I said, hey guys, in about 30 or 40 minutes, there's probably going to be 10, 15 kayak trailers show up here, people dumping kayaks and stuff. I hate to rain on your picnic, you know. And, well, they definitely didn't move too fast, but man, it didn't take long. Headlights were coming, and you could hear those trailers bouncing down South Marina or South Shore Marina ramp there. It was a lot of fun, but I really enjoy it. Got to talk to Reese this morning a little bit, and his possibly soon-to-be brother-in-law, I guess. I don't know. I think Reese was dating this young man's sister, and it's probably a little bit too much personal information or anything like that, but I don't know why I'm telling you guys that. But best of luck, Reese. I hope you killed him, man. He was in first place going into the second day of the Cincy Lakes tournament. And then Chris Hannigan was also there. And Chris was in third place going into it. And then I know Melissa Keg was in sixth place. The Powder Keg herself on her little Hobie Mirage Lynx. Man, you go, girl. Last year it was Acton Lake. I saw her really for the first time perform, and she was in a sit-in kayak and managing very, very well. In fact, she beat me. Part of the motivating factor that, Johnny, you got a lot to learn, buddy. You know, and so she went out there, was doing sixth place yesterday, so hopefully she'll get out there and crush it. Check her stuff out, Girl Gone Fishing. It's a lot of really cool stuff. I'm headed back to the house. I'm figuring, you know, I'm not going to do anything but take up bank space, and I'm going to allow some folks do some fishing where I have only been wishing. I'm headed back to the Rockin' Star Ranch right now, and I am going to drop this kayak off. I'm going to do a little short list of honeydews that I have before I head up to Pennsylvania. I'll be going to Baltimore, Maryland, and I'll be headed up to New Jersey, dropping off some Hobies for Strictly Sail and Kayak. I love delivering kayaks to the train station, as they say on the Dutton Ranch. Folks, thank you so much. I'll get out some results of this wonderful two-day tournament that I absolutely got smoked on. But that's okay, man. I feel good about where I'm at. We have a lot to learn. And by golly, I can always take pictures and tell some stories about kayak bass fishing. And you know what? Can't get no better than that. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to John Graves Kayak Fishing. And we still have a few hours left in the tournament. So, hey, I can still say tight lines. Best of luck, everybody. Get them on the tournament board. I'll see you soon.
Wow. Boy, do I have a lot of studying to do. Man, oh man, oh man. So, Acton Lake produced that 15.5-inch bass for me. Fat is just a little... I swear I thought it was a drum, but no, it was a 15.5-inch bass, just fatty. And then Cowan Lake didn't produce anything for me other than just a couple like dinks. Nothing to write home about, and definitely nothing that you could submit online to Tourney X. About, what was it, 1 or 2 o'clock or so, I said, I'm going in. I'm just getting whooped up out here in the wind. I had been sitting back in a cove, and Chris Houck had came around the point, and he was fighting some Canadian geese. It was hilarious. He was, I could hear him. You know how you can hear people from across the lake? Literally, sound travels really well. And he was just going at it with these geese. I think they were getting in his target area. But I do understand. I read somewhere, and I got to figure out where that is, that bass know the birds. And if those Canadian geese come flying down in your target area, bass are not really worried about that kind of stuff. It doesn't spook them. I don't know. I read that somewhere. I got to find out exactly where I found that. But anyway, Chris had a hell of a time with them. And then Mike Bruning, he was also in the area. And he had been doing really well in the tournament. I had not caught anything back there except those two little dinks. I was convinced there was fish back in that cove. And nobody had really been back there molesting that thing at all. And I had been back there for, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours. And I said, hey, man, guys, go at it. I'm not doing anything back there. Nobody's been back there beating that stuff up. So I'm not producing anything. I'm no threat. In fact, I'm leaving. I got honeydews to do. So, but I don't think anybody went back there. I think everybody really knows better. They know if Johnny's been back there, it's probably not a good place to catch fish. But a big shout out goes out to Reese Stoughton, man. Taking home over $1,200. There you go. Proof. Throw 30, 40 bucks down in a local tournament, and by golly, you and your plastic watercraft can take home $1,200. But you do have to possess the talent to catch fish. And I'd say that Reese Stoughton had certainly proved to all of us that he has the talent to catch some fish. He took big bass on day number 2. He took a big bag on day number 1. He took big bass on day number 1. He took first place immediately. I mean, his room is just filled with trophies, like overnight. And I think I heard somewhere that he has invested in the autopilot, the Old Town, from Strictly Sail and Kayak, and I'm really excited to hear what he's going to do in that thing there. But, you know, there it is. Another just shows up and all of a sudden just starts whooping up on everybody. So congratulations, Reese. It's going to be a lot of fun to see you out there. Boy, that puts you up there in the Angler of the Year points for a Buckeye Kayak Fishing Trail. But thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. A big shout out to all my sponsors, Strictly Sail and Kayaks, located up in Blue Ash. They've been there since 1978. And check them out. You can't miss it. Head up Kenwood Road and look for the big, tall sails. You will not miss it. American Tackle, located down in Florida and worldwide. The manufacturer and some of the greatest rod building components out there. If you build rods, you know about American Tackle. YakGadget.com. If you got a kayak that you want to trick out, man, go to YakGadget.com. John Thomas and all of the folks down there in Tennessee are making some incredible, really thought out applications to your kayak to really just, man, individualize that thing that we really all love to do. If the fish do not like it, spike it. Thank you so much out there. Spike It and Lure Works for supporting John Graves Kayak Fishing. And last but not least, the ingenuity and just genius of the Hillbillies and Rednecks down there in Port Arthur, Arkansas, the Port Arthur Instant Limb Line. Big shout out to Art Preller and his wife, Mitzi, and the rest of the family. So thank you so much, everybody, for listening to John Graves Kayak Fishing. I'll be back with something else. I think we have the Hobie Bass Open Series, Lake Chickamauga, coming up right around the corner. So let's start talking about that, shall we? Thanks for tuning in. That's what they used to say in the old days. Now it's just, thanks for downloading. I appreciate it. So long, everybody. Uh-huh.